Hello.
Hello, my name is Randy, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I please speak to the person who requested this call?
This is me. My name is Aaron Pack.
Okay, and I do need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can we help you today?
I got laid off Friday. Well, okay. It was effective Saturday.
Okay. So you need to open a claim?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's your Social Security number?
417-295-5585.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And your name?
Aaron Pack.
All right, and your date of birth?
October 4th, 1978.
And your mother's maiden name?
Green.
And do you have an Alabama driver's license?
I do. I have an ID. I don't have a license.
Okay, what's the number?
100-356.
Okay, that's not what I've got here. I've got a driver's license number for you, so keep that ID out because I have to change that when we get down here, okay?
All right.
All right, and let's see here. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, sir.
Nope. What's your preferred language?
English.
English. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, sir.
No. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, sir.
No. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
I got my GED.
Okay. And now I need that Alabama ID number.
All right. It is 100-356.
Okay. And that is Alabama, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments. Direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the AlVantage prepaid benefits card. Now, the prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Checking account.
Okay, direct deposit and you're checking. Yes. What is your routing number, sir?
08300008.
Okay, so that was three zeros in a row?
Yes, sir.
Okay, because when they come with multiple zeros like that on accounts, they all look like a big jumble to me. So I always like to verify it with the caller that's how many it is, you know. And what is your yes, sir.
I told my wife, she had to write it down. And I said, I need spaces between each number.
You aren't kidding. what is your bank account number, sir?
It is 316 05
28051. Okay. And what we have here is 12215. Benzeal Lane, Athens, Alabama, 35611. Is that your correct address?
Yes, sir.
All right. And is your residence the same as your mailing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And has your address changed in the last year?
No, sir.
No? Now, the phone number I have here for you is 256-614-2433. Is that the number you want us to have?
No, sir. It is 256-374.
Uh-huh.
7499.
Okay. We got that. And that's correct. All right. And it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 195 Smoke Rise Trail, 305 River Route, 5306 10th Avenue East, 8448 Snake Road, or none of the above?
The Snake Road.
Okay. And which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1995 Acura Integra, 1997 Toyota Tacoma, 2000 Land Rover Range Rover, 2003 Mazda Truck, or none of the above?
Tacoma.
Tacoma, okay. And which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Absolute Best Home Inspection, Airy Pro, Consolidated Pipe, Twin City Land Company, or none of the above?
I think that Consolidated Pipe, I think that's when I worked at Vulcan Plastics.
Okay. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, sir.
No? And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
No? Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, sir. No?
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
No? And did you receive notification that you had TRA certification?
No, sir.
No. And what day did you say was your last day that was worked?
The last day that I worked was the 9th, which was Friday.
Okay.
But my layoff was supposed to start the 11th. That's what the paper said.
Sunday.
Saturday. Friday was my last day.
Right. Saturday was the 10th.
Okay. Yeah, the 10th. The 10th was my last day.
10th? Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, sir.
And do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, sir.
No. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, sir.
No. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, sir.
No. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Which I hope it don't come to that, because it's only supposed to last 3 weeks.
Right. I got you. And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer that you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
No. And have you applied for or are you receiving workman's compensation due to an injury?
No, sir.
No. And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20.
20? Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
19.
19? Okay. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, sir.
No. And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, sir. He said about 3 weeks.
Okay. And what was your job title or job description?
Welder, fitter.
Welder, all right. And use hand welding, flame cutting, hand soldering, and brazing equipment to join metal components to fill holes and dents of seams of fabricated metal products, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And are you seeking employment in your current occupation?
Yes, sir.
Yes. And who was your employer when you were laid off?
Claiborne Manufacturing.
Claiborne. And that's what it would say on your check stub, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's not listed figures. So let's go here and here and spell the name.
C-L-A-B-O-R-N.
No, there's no Y in there?
No, sir.
Okay. C-L-A-B-O-R-N?
Yes, sir.
And it just, and that's all just Claiborne?
Manufacturing.
Manufacturing? Okay.
If let me put you on speakerphone and I can look up my ADP and make sure that's exactly who the...
Well, that's all right. We got it right here. See, once I put it in, it'll pop it up. And what is their address?
It's on Sandy Road. I don't know the numbers right offhand.
Gotta have them.
Hang on a second. Let me look it up. Are you still there?
Go, yeah.
All right. I hate technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's supposed to be so great.
It is. It is 20865 Sandy Road, Tanner,
S-A-N-D-Y?
Alabama. Yes, sir.
Road. In what city?
Tanner, Alabama.
T-A-N-N-E-R?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that's Alabama. And the zip code?
35671.
One, okay. And let's see here, got it. And Claiborne, there we go. And what's their phone number?
I'm looking that up. Do you need like the HR directors or just the plant?
Just a phone number.
256.
Mm-hmm.
560.
Mm-hmm.
4206.
Okay. Let me put it in again right here. There we go. And what date did you start with them?
It's been a year and 4 months, so August 9th of last year before last.
August 9th of 2020?
I should have wrote all this crap down. I wouldn't have to be flipping back and forth. Let me go to... Well, I actually thought I was prepared for this phone call today, and I apologize.
It's okay.
August 9th of 2021.
Okay.
Yes.
And what was the last day of work you said? Didn't you say it was 12/10?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that's 2022. And what city were you working in?
Tanner, Alabama.
Tanner, okay. And that's Alabama.
Yes, sir.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, sir.
Nope. And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, sir.
Okay. And what was the reason that they laid you off?
Lack of work.
Lack of work. I knew that. That's what everybody that's at the end of the year shut down saying. And reason, lack of work. There we go. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, sir.
No? Okay.
I get them in April.
I got you. Now, if you got a pen and paper handy, I'm going to be giving you some phone numbers and web addresses with the instructions I'm giving you. Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at, and the web address is alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Uh-huh.
All right. You go there to update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is, and that'll be www.labor.alabama.gov.
All right.
And if you file by the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Okay, and all your right. weekly certification can be made on Sunday through 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. So you'll make your first certification either by phone or internet on next week. So you won't call before the 18th. You can start all making right. your certifications on the 18th. An information booklet will be mailed to you, and the booklet explains your rights and your responsibilities and how your claim is determined. So please read the information carefully, and failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. And if you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have any questions about the information, just give us a call at 800-361-4524, okay?
All righty.
Well, sir, we have completed your unemployment claim, and have you got any questions?
No, sir.
Well, all righty, and I want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, and you have a very nice day, sir.
You too. Thank you for your help.
Well, yes, sir. Bye now.